Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. I wanted to go over the two major trades that have taken place in Major League Baseball, the CC Sabathia trade and the Rich Harden trade. And these will probably be the two major deals this season. I don't really anticipate another very big name moving. Brian Fuentes, the Colorado Rockies closer, is almost a lock to be moved. A lot of teams are looking to solidify their bullpen, and the Rockies have Manuel Corpus and Taylor Buchholz moving forward. So that seems like a very likely trade, that a team is going to go get Brian Fuentes. But Brian Fuentes isn't going to be a name that's going to headline your newspaper like CC Sabathia or Rich Harden. We'll start with CC Sabathia. The Indians got Matt LaPorta, who was the Brewers' number one prospect, an excellent outfielder, and pitchers Zach Jackson and Rob Bryson, neither of which is ranked too high, but you never know with pitchers. We'll have to see down the line how they pan out. And, of course, the Brewers got CC Sabathia. And this is a good deal for both sides, because the Indians in LaPorta got an excellent prospect on offense. And while they might have been able to get more for CC Sabathia, it seemed that a lot of teams were shying away from paying too much because this is going to be an unrestricted free agent year for Sabathia. So teams weren't going to overpay for him, knowing that he was only going to be there for half a season. So to get a top prospect for him was a decent enough return for Cleveland. And it was a good move for the Milwaukee Brewers, because in Sabathia they get one of the best pitchers in the game. And since he's been there, he's already 3-0 with two straight complete games. So that gives you some indication of his talents. At first, I wasn't so sure why the Brewers made this deal, because I was thinking they're not really a championship team right now, and I don't think that I would want to give up Matt LaPorta for a rental pitcher. But then I got to thinking about it, and in baseball, it is so hard to make the playoffs. Only four teams from each league make the playoffs, the three division winners and one wild card. And you don't get the opportunity to make the playoffs very often in Major League Baseball, unless you are one of these big market teams like a Boston Red Sox or a New York Yankees that is perennially there. It's extremely difficult to year in and year out win enough to either take your division or be the winningest team outside of the division winners to take the wild card spot. And the Brewers are looking at the standings, and they've got a legitimate shot at winning the wild card. And they're not completely out of the division race with the Cubs yet either. But they look at the Cardinals, who on paper aren't that strong, that are a game ahead of them right now. And the Mets, who are coming on very strong right now. They've won 10 of their last 11 games. But before that stretch, when the Brewers traded for Sabathia, the Mets didn't really look like they were in it either. And the Brewers are just looking at this as an opportunity to break a 25-year slump and make the playoffs. Even if it doesn't necessarily mean winning the championship, which once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen, but just as an uplifting thing for Milwaukee Brewer fans to make the playoffs after so many years of being out of them, it's worth it to go for it right now. It's crazy to think that they lost Giovanni Gallardo for the entire season with a torn ACL, because he was an outstanding young pitcher, and they might not have even had to make this trade, or if they had made this trade, it would have just been that much more overkill to get a pitcher like CC Sabathia. But the Brewers are going to need Ben Sheets to stay healthy, and that is a big question mark. They're going to need Manny Parra to continue pitching as well as he has, and this is his first full season as a starter, so that's a question mark. They needed somebody that they could rely on for innings, quality innings, and a guy that could go out there and give them a chance to win every single night. And CC Sabathia does that for them. Because Ben Sheets, when healthy, is an excellent pitcher, but he gets injured almost every season. And if he were to go down now, it wouldn't necessarily be a season-ending blow to the Milwaukee Brewers because they have CC Sabathia to fall back on. So it was a good trade for both sides, and it'll be really interesting to see if the Brewers can pull it off and make the playoffs. If they do, then they absolutely win the trade, regardless of how the playoffs turn out, because like I said, it's so hard to make the playoffs just to get there, and you've got so many young players, pitchers and hitters alike in Milwaukee, that could definitely gain some very important experience just from being in the playoffs. And even if they don't make the playoffs, just the meaningful baseball they have to play down the stretch to actually be in a wild card race and potentially be in a division race is going to do wonders for the young players in Milwaukee. Now, shifting gears over to the Cubs. The Cubs get Rich Harden, who, when healthy, is easily one of the best pitchers in the game. Easily one of the most dominant pitchers in the game. Over the last two seasons, he's had an ERA under 2.5. He strikes out well over a batter an inning. I mean, you're not going to get much better than Rich Harden healthy. However, Rich Harden is never healthy. He's already been on the DL once this year. And it's just such a risky proposition to put so much hope in Rich Harden. It really is. And the Cubs gave up three of their top 10 prospects in Sean Gallagher, Eric Patterson, and Josh Donaldson, which credit again to Billy Bean. He always seems to get great return for his players. Billy Bean, of course, is the general manager in Oakland. He just does an excellent job of getting maximum return for players that are likely going to leave as soon as their contracts are up. And Rich Harden is an example of a guy that has been injured so often, it's a wonder that he was even healthy enough to be traded. And not only is he traded, he gets an incredible return. So credit to Billy Bean there. And the Cubs had to make this move. There's no question about that. Like I was saying with the Brewers and their drought, nobody knows a drought better than the Chicago Cubs, who haven't won a championship in 100 years. So, of course, it's a solid move for the Cubs to add a player of Rich Harden's caliber. However, you're just filling in another question mark in your pitching staff. I mean, the Cubs have the offense. Nobody's questioning that. And you look at their pitching staff, Carlos Zambrano is a bona fide ace. He is an excellent pitcher. Yes, he's had some problems keeping his cool in the past and presently sometimes. But say what you will about him, he can pitch and he can pitch well. He's a great number one pitcher. After that, it's just question marks in Chicago. Ryan Dempster has been lights out this season and he looks great, but it's Ryan Dempster. He's been a terrible... I won't say terrible. He's been a mediocre middle reliever and sometimes a mediocre closer over the last few years. He converts to being a starter, and now all of a sudden he's lights out, better than he's ever been in his career. It's hard to believe that that's going to last not only through the second half of the year, but also through the playoffs. Rich Harden now, who's an excellent pitcher, is so injury-prone, you don't know that he's going to last the entire second half or through the playoffs. Ted Lilly and Jason Marquis are both not very good. You've got Sean Marshall to fall back on for the occasional spot start. It's just an interesting staff that the Chicago Cubs have right now, because the Chicago Cubs have a very good chance to win their division, and in an admittedly weak NL this season, they've got a chance to go to the World Series. And so they had to make this trade to add an arm like Rich Harden. But the last thing I want to hear, if Rich Harden gets injured, and I almost said when Rich Harden gets injured, but I'll say if. The last thing I want to hear is people whining about the curse in Chicago. Oh, woe is us, the curse, blah, blah, blah. I don't blame you for feeling cursed, Chicago fans. That's all fine and dandy. But you can't trade for a guy that hasn't played a full season since 2003 and complain that the curse is to blame when he gets injured. Because unless the Oakland A's are cursed too, the guy is not a durable pitcher. So spare me that if he gets injured. I do not want to hear a word about the curse and Rich Harden in the same sentence. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or just leave a comment here on the page. Thanks for listening, and there's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.